Tonight's shir simen kufnun aleph seif aleph simen kufnun aleph dinei kedushas basic nesses the halachas of the holiness the kedusha of the shul seif aleph batei knesiyos ubatei midrashos a shulin beis medrash a noigin behem kalus roish one cannot behave there in a frivolous manner gonsechoik vihisul. You can't play, you can't fool around, v'sicha b'teila, you can't talk idle chatter. Let's stop here and see Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah sefkan alf kalus roish, frivolous behavior. Kehem nikra'im mikdash ma'at. A shul and beis medrash are a miniature mikdash. K'mod d'chsev, like it says, v'ehi lehem lemikdash ma'at. The pasuk in Yecheskel, I'll be for them a small mikdash. Or a mikdash k'sev, when it comes to the mikdash, it says in pasuk, v'es mikdashi tira'u, that you have to fear the mikdash. The awe and fear of the one who dwells there should be upon him. For the sin of behaving in a frivolous manner in shul, chas v'shalom, it can end up being a temple for avodah zarah. In the notes, they bring the psak from Rav Osner that a cell phone that rings and disturbs the people davening in shul is considered a kalas roish and included in this isser of not having kalas roish in shul based medrash. Sifkan beis v'sicha b'teila, idle chatter is forbidden. Haino afilu sicha schulin shilitzerch panosa. Even discussions that are actually important for business dealings, the bachut shari, outside the shul, that's permitted. V'vesa knesses osur, that doesn't belong in the shul. Ubefrat, and especially if sicha b'teila legami, total idle chatter, that's something you shouldn't talk about in shul or out of shul. So it's not something you should discuss ever, certainly not in shul. If you look in Zohar Kodesh Parashas Vayakel, he goes to a great extent to describe how terrible the sin is. And certainly one has to be extra careful in shul and beis medrash not to violate the various sins of forbidden speech. Not to speak lashon hara or achilus, or machloikus or katatos, not to get involved in arguments and bickering. Because not only are they serious sins on their own right, the sins are magnified when done in a holy place. It shows a lack of respect for the honor of the shechina. You can never do a sin. You can't compare the sin that's done by yourself to the sins that's done in the palace of the king in front of the king. And the evil is magnified even more. Because he makes others stumble in these serious averus. Because a machlokes is like the stopper in a dam that holds back the water. You open it up, it might start with a trickle, but it becomes a flood. Here it starts to sin with a few people. Then it gets bigger and bigger, and there are groups and groups of people arguing with each other. The whole shul becomes a huge flame. Many times this evolves into abuses and insults and embarrassing someone in public. Many times it's in front of the Sefer Torah, which is a terrible sin in its own right. Even if a person embarrasses a friend in front of Talmud Chacham, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Perchelik, he doesn't have a chilek in Olam. Such a person who doesn't feel the all the Talmud Chacham and he will embarrass someone in the presence of Talmud Chacham, he loses Olam Haba. Kol shkein levazach haver from the Sefer Torah, kol hashchina. How much more so if he embarrasses someone and disgraces him in front of the Sefer Torah in the honor of the Shechina? Pashakosif kein zevet Chuvas Mahariv simet kufnu bezayin sham. Similarly, is recorded in Chuvas Mahariv. Well, they hakoyis umalshinus, and then it comes to hitting each other and informing on each other. The godel chel shem shemayim ben umos, and a terrible chel Hashem among the nations. Umigaram lekolzeh, and who caused all this? Imlo harishon, the very first one, shehisal baver techil, who started the chet, vavadi leosel lavoi itaschar kineg kulam. No question about it. In the future, he will get his punishment accordingly, incorporating everyone else's sin that followed him. Alkein hayor v'chol is v'Hashem. Therefore, one who is fearful and trembles for the word of Hashem, yasim tamid einav libo lezeh, will constantly pay attention to this. Shlodaber shum devarim b'teilim v'esek nes v'esek medesh. Never to talk devarim b'teilim, idle chatter in shul or b'es medesh. V'amokam hazeh yim yuchad aslovak l'ter v'esfila. This place should be designated for him as a place for ter and tefila. The Shulchan Aruch continues. Ve'ein oichlim ve'shoisin behem, one doesn't eat or drink in a shul or besmedish, l'maskashtin behem, or put on his tie, adorn himself, v'lamatailin behem, you don't spend your afternoon there just to spend your time there, v'lonechnosin behem, b'cham b'nei chama, you don't go in when it's hot outside to escape the heat, v'bikshamim v'gashamim, or if it's raining to escape the rain, and the Be'er Locha adds, v'huadim b'tzim v'netzina, you don't go in if it's cold outside to escape the cold. That's not the purpose of a shul based medrash. The Tamidei Chachamim v'Talmidehem, but a Talmid Chacham and his Talmid mutarim le'achov l'shtos behem midochek. They are allowed to eat and drink in the Beis HaKnesset and Beis HaMedrash in case of need. V'yesh oimim, and some say the more adds the Beis HaMedrash and the Beis HaMedrash. I feel the shlo midochek shor, even if it's not a case of need, we allow the Talmid Chacham and his Talmid to eat and drink.
Does that cover kiddushes that come into shul?
This doesn't, but we'll have to explain what's the head of that. Mr. Brewer Sefkat and Gimel, Ve'ein Oichlim V'chulim. We don't eat and drink in shul. For Adin Dein Oisin V'hem Shul Malachim. We don't do various activities or work that's not shul related in the shul. Sefkat and Da'al B'pnei Hachama, because of the heat. Lo Mahani Sheyiko Yishna Ma'atmich Nisasok L'Kamon. It doesn't help that he goes in because it's hot and he'll say a Pasuk or a Mishnah when he comes in, like we'll say later on. Me'ach Sheyuchal Yikron Sabai Shachol Yinotzim Hachama V'Hagasham. Because you can go into any house that's not Kaddush to escape the heat and the rain. Imlo she'asek mikoydim beizdar halacha b'chutz, unless he was involved in a sugya outside, v'eschil g'sham le'reid, then it began to rain on him, shazmut lo yikonos beis medrash, so he can bring his analysis and discussion of halacha indoors to the beis medrash, k'dei shlo yatridu ha'g'sham, that the rain shouldn't disturb him. Sefkan he mutam v'chulu, the Talmid Chacham and his Talmud are allowed to eat and drink, or if the city needed on a temporary basis to feed the poor guests and they needed a place for them, or to give them a place to sleep, that would be okay. This is only in a shul outside of Eretz Yisrael. Others say even that is forbidden. It would seem that in a case of need, one need not be strict. The distinction he's making here is something we'll see later on, that in Chutz La'aretz, there's this concept of you build the shul al tanai. You make a condition in advance that I can use the shul for other things. In Eretz Yisrael, such a tanai won't help. In Chutz La'aretz, it will help. The Yesh Osrim hold, no, we don't make such a distinction, that even the tanai is not going to help in Chutz La'aretz. So the way that Shalat Sion says is only in Bavel, not anywhere else. So this is the issue. When it comes to our leniencies with eating and drinking in shul, so it's based on this concept of the shul was built al tanai in Chutz La'aretz, that we can use it when we need to. Sifkat and Vav, lechol v'lishtos, for adin lishon d'shori. It's also permitted for the Talmidei Chachamim to lay down and rest in shul, to sleep. Alasas kapendia, but to make a shortcut, or the kanes ben b'cham b'nei chama, or to go in to escape the heat, the b'gsham b'nei gsham, or escape the rain, Kolhani, the common one, the others mentioned later, the koshkan schok v'hito v'sich v'tian, certainly joking around and playing games and nonsense chatter, I assume that's forbidden. Dato tamid hacham ein amuzal mor hamikdash, because our tamid hacham exempt from mor hamikdash, the leniency of tamid hacham is that this is their house, they live here, so therefore they can eat and drink and sleep in the beis medrash. But we're not going to be lenient with the things that show kalas roish. That's not be allowed. Sifkan zan midochik. We are lenient to have the Talmidim eat in the Beis Medrash when there's no other place for them to eat. The Magen Avraham writes that people learn there regularly. That's considered Shas Tachak. That's considered the case of need. Because if they're going to have to go home to eat and drink, it's going to be a tremendous bit of Torah. But if they're not learning in the shul beis medrash, they should not be eating and drinking there. The chinuskim of kama chum and chum agree to this as well. Some say the beis medrash, even without a shas d'chak, it's okay. after Kedusha is Beis HaMedrash Chamura Yosem Beis HaKnesses, even though the Kedusha of a Beis HaMedrash is greater than Beis HaKnesses, Kelekamon B'Simen Kufnin Gimel Sefaf, like we say later, Simen Kufnin Gimel, Svirla, he holds that in a Chacham and Tamidim, when it comes to the Chacham and the Tamidim, Shalondim Sham Bekvias, they learn there regularly, Hetir Lem Afilish Lomi Dachek, so they allow even when it's not a case of need. Bishum the Beis HaMedrash, who Beis HaMedrash, because the Beis HaMedrash is his house. It's not just eating and drinking. Whatever they need to take care of, they can do in the Beis HaMedrash. Sifka and Tes Shari, it's permitted. And similarly, people who learn all day long in Shul, we're going to let them, or the Beis HaMedrash, to learn all day in Beis HaMedrash, we're going to let them eat and drink in the Beis HaMedrash. If you take a look in the Ber Halacha, you don't eat and drink in the shul and Beis Medrash. The Ve'alocha writes, Osu lishtos mayim ve'zeknes Beis Medrash. You cannot drink water in a shul or Beis Medrash. The Mishnah and Tamachachim, he's not Tamachachim. Shuvas Rashbash, Simon Ayin Dal, this is the Shuvah of the Rashbash. Ve'minik ata, she'shoysen amayim ve'zeknesses. The minik today is people do drink water in Beis Knesses. Ve'efshe she'soymchen o'ilam al ha'soyim ve'knesses v'chus ha'satnai hen asuyin. So perhaps they rely on the fact that when you build the base Knesses in Chutz La'aretz, it's built on condition, umol af bi yeshuvan, and therefore it works even when the shul is functioning. Well, the fiza be'eretz Yisrael in Tam Lahat, but eretz Yisrael comes out, there's no allowance. V'nir demi shalom beis hamedrash afir shalom kviyas, it would seem that if someone learns the base medrash, even if it's not all day long, yishal halkal b'zeh kishet sam lishtos, we will be lenient if he's thirsty to drink. Yishalom adahar b'zeh tzorech mitzvah, maybe it's a tzorech mitzvah, he shouldn't lose his learning time, could sift out. As far as eating is concerned, Shulchan Aruch doesn't differentiate. Does it mean a meal you're not supposed to, but a snack is okay, or even a snack is not okay? When it comes to sleeping, it says you shouldn't take a nap in shul. Upolonizka by eating and drinking doesn't differentiate. Shmamin alachayra dafka kavat. Maybe we can infer that it has to be a full meal. Maybe a snack is no different than drinking. So he doesn't come out clearly with that. But when it comes to drinking, he's discussing water in Beis Medrash. Today the issue is coffee. Having coffee in Beis Medrash. Many people have a coffee with them in the Beis Medrash. And maybe there's a leniency to be found. It's with the Torah, he's thirsty, or I'll keep him awake so he can learn better. The Mechaber continues. Ve'in mechashvin behem cheshboines. You don't sit and do accounting cheshboines in a shul. El kin heim shal mitzvah, unless it's involving a mitzvah. Gon kubah shal tzedakah, like the tzedakah funds, upinin shavuyim, or raising money for upinin shavuyim. Ve'im haspid de behem, we do not say eulogies and have levayas in a shul. Elam kin yeh behesped le'achah migdoli ha'ir. Unless it's for one of the great people of the city, Shekol b'nei ir miskaps in the Bama Aspido, where the whole city comes to join in the funeral and eulogies. If a person needs to go into a Beis Medrash for his own needs, he needs to get somebody and give, talk to them or something. So he comes in, says a pasuk, or Yom Advar Halacha, Dvar Shemua, he can say Advar Halacha, and then he goes and gets the person he needs. It shouldn't appear that he's coming in solely to get this person. Unless he doesn't know a pasuk, he doesn't know a Mishnah. You could ask a child who's there, tell me a pasuk you're up to. Or just sit down a little bit. And then leave. Sitting there is a mitzvah. Like it says, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesachal. V'shir ha-yeshiva, how long do you have to sit there? The time it takes to walk two entrance ways, like the Yesh Mefarshim and Simin Sadi, the notes say it's basically 1 second. It's not a very long time. Mishnah Berurah Sifka and Yud, Ha'ir. If the funeral is for one of the Gedolei Ha'ir, Shemes Krovo Shel HaGadol, perhaps the relative of the Gadol passed away. Umachma said, Bar Ramah Hesped, therefore everyone's coming for the funeral. V'koshkin Kesha Hesped Hu Al Tamachachim, and certainly if the Hesped's for Tamachachim. So the Ariza was very careful never to talk in shul, only his tefillah. He wouldn't even talk Musa, because maybe in the discourse he'll end up saying something which isn't Kaddish. Either he says a pasuk or a shemua, perish halacha or mishnah, Sifkan Yubez Ma'achachikun, and then after he says the Pasuk of Mishnah, he gets the person. What's the to say? Awalayaktam Hakriya Mikum Shiyoma Ezra Torah. But don't call the person first before you say your Dvar Torah. The Yanir Damir Satorah who rocked Tafel. Because then it's obvious your Dvar Torah is just incidental. Sifkan Yud Gimel Kadeh Hiluch. If you can't say Dvar Halach and you can't ask someone else what they're learning, then just sit there a little bit. The time it takes to walk past two doorways. He should delay the time it takes to walk two doorways. Eight tefachim. About a second. That's all it takes to wait that amount before you get hold of the person.